Welcome today to more of Mozart's finest music. I'm Brian. I would like to introduce you to some very interesting first movements from his longer works. I've lined up the first movements from two symphonies, a piano concerto, a string quartet, a piano sonata, and the overture of an opera. I could have included sonatas for virtually every single instrument and for nearly every possible combination of instruments, but of course then we would be here until next week at the very earliest. I wonder if you can guess what all of these have in common, because this music, despite its diversity, is more similar than you would guess at first hearing. What these works have in common is their structure. We call this structure sonata form, and today we are going to practice listening to it and identifying its components. Sonata form was well known and expected by audiences of the day, and it remained the basis of longer and multi-movement works throughout at least the next century. For the audiences, the delight of the known and expected forms was hearing and appreciating the multitude of different possibilities that these opened for the composer in terms of melody, harmony, tonality, variations, and expressiveness. Why would you want to know about sonata form? Simply stated, this is arguably the most important musical form of them all. It was used consistently by composers from Scarlatti to Ravel and beyond. About three centuries of music is based on this structure, and in many multi-movement works, two, three, or even all of the movements are structured in this way. So knowing its structure opens up the door to understanding more music than any of us could listen to in one lifetime. Today we will only hit the highlights, because sonata form is very intricate. It would need to be, because even after three centuries the possibilities it offers have not been exhausted. Sonata form has elements of both binary form and ternary form. To refer back to the binary form that we spoke of in earlier programs, remember that the A section of the composition is repeated, the objective being to give the listener two opportunities to become familiar with the themes of the music. There are always at least two themes, called the first subject in the home key and the second subject, usually in the dominant key. In a concerto, it is very easy to identify the repeated A section, because it is usual for the orchestra to play the first presentation of both themes, and then for the soloist to join in and play the repeat with the orchestra. Sometimes the repeat is almost the same, and sometimes it is varied, but the composition always presents the main themes to the listener twice. You heard that very clearly in the concertos I featured last week, and you will hear it again in today's concerto. After the first part, or A part, which is called the exposition, has been played twice, a section follows which takes the material and starts to embroider it into other keys, other registers, and other instruments. It combines melodies. Occasionally it introduces new materials. This part is called the development, and it is based on the themes heard in the double exposition. This is a favorite part for listeners who have paid attention to the repeated opening, because here the skill of the composer shows how adventurous he can become. After this, the main themes reappear in a recapitulation, but they remain in the home key. This is the sonata's connection to ternary form, the ABA structure, the three parts being exposition, development, and recapitulation, and where the first and last contain the same material. In addition to the standard structure, there are certain other features that are unique to each type of composition. I will mention these as we go. We're going to start with the concerto. A unique feature that you will hear in the concerto, after the recapitulation of the themes, is the cadenza. This is a virtuoso passage for the soloist alone, and it occurs near the end of the first movement. It is always introduced with a certain sequence of chords pointing towards the dominant chord but never actually getting there. Then the soloist takes over and he or she ends with that dominant chord which our ear has been expecting. So here goes. Watch for the double exposition, first with orchestra and then the soloist with orchestra. Listen for the playful development, the recapitulation of the themes and the cadenza. I will announce the sections to assist you to find them. So Mozart's Piano Concerto in E-flat, K271. Exposition, first subject. Second subject of the exposition. Repeat of the exposition first subject. Repeat of the exposition second subject. Development based on the already heard themes. discussion of the first subject. Recapitulation of the second subject. Leading up to the cadenza. The final chord of the cadenza. Next up is the first movement of Mozart's very well-known Symphony No. 40 in G minor, K550. There is a double exposition with two subjects, but no cadenza. Having no cadenza is normal for a symphony, as there is no soloist. I will again point out the sections. Exposition, first subject. second subject of the exposition. Repeat of the exposition first subject. Exposition second subject. Development based on the already heard themes. Recapitulation of the first subject. Thank you. recapitulation of the second subject, to the piano sonata K333 next. Again, we have a double exposition with two subjects and no cadenza. Sonatas don't usually feature a cadenza because in this case there's only a soloist. Exposition, first subject. Second subject of the exposition. Repeat of the exposition first subject. Recapitulation of the second subject. Thank you. development based on the already heard themes. Recapitulation of the first subject. Recapitulation of the second subject. I'm going to feature a string quartet next, number 14, opus K387, with the title Spring. The structure is the same as the piano sonata we just heard. Exposition, first subject. Second subject of the exposition. Thank you. of the exposition first subject. Repeat of the exposition, second subject. Subject. Recapitulation of the second subject. Thank you. surprise, surprise, the overture to Mozart's opera Don Giovanni, K527. Who would have thought that sonata form also invaded the opera? It just shows how pervasive the structure has been. Mozart has made two adjustments to this overture. First, in keeping with the dark plot of the opera, there is a serious-sounding introduction preceding the sonata form. The other adjustment is that the exposition is not repeated. This was probably a time-saving adjustment, as the opera is already quite long. Introduction. Exposition, first subject. Based on the already heard themes. Thank you. recapitulation of the first subject. Of the second subject. First movement today is usually considered to be the peak of Mozart's achievement, his highest and grandest work, his Symphony No. 41, K551. In another program, I will feature the entire four-movement work, of which three movements are in sonata form, and in which Mozart writes counterpoint and points back into history by nearly 100 years to Bach. Exposition, first subject. Second subject of the exposition. Thank you. composition first subject. Repeat of the exposition, second subject. Development based on the already heard themes. Recapitulation of the first subject. recapitulation of the second subject, heard all of these first movements, I would like to make a comment on the movements that we didn't hear today. Second movements in all of these styles is usually a slow movement in either ternary form or another sonata form. The standard third movement in a four movement work is a minuet and trio, or from Beethoven on, a scherzo and trio, in the compound ternary form we mentioned a few weeks ago. We will practice listening to that another time. The final movement in either three or four movement works is almost always a quick movement in sonata form, with the first subject reappearing at least three times. Do you remember that we called pieces where the main theme reappears at least three times by the name rondo? This type of final movement combines both styles, and we call it a rondo sonata. That's the end of our program for today. Please let me remind you of my contact details and where to find information in case you missed something that you would like to hear again or read. All of this program, as well as the previous programs, is available for you on the website, where you will also find links to the music we heard and other information. That is www.gsaradio.stream. Please remember that if you have any questions or comments, you are welcome to write to me at brian@gsaradio.stream. My own webpage, where you can read these as transcripts, is available at https://about music, please write that as one word, .2020b2b.co.za. That's all I have for you today. Thank you for joining us. Until next week, keep safe.